Now it's our week's end digest of what the critics are saying about the new motion picture releases. Slate's Ben Williams has summary judgment.
Our first film this week is Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, a retro sci-fi fable starring Jude Law as a pilot who saves the world from robots and Gwyneth Paltrow as a newspaper reporter.
You okay?
Great.
You don't look so good.
Pull up!
Critics adore the computer-generated 30s look of Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, but wonder if it's more of a gimmick than a movie. The New York Times says it draws on everything from Flash Gordon to Fritz Lang to create an ethereal evocation of a Pulp Fiction future past. The result, it says, eclipses almost any other sci-fi franchise in subtlety and imagination. Premiere adds that the film has a gauzy, dreamlike finish, against which the stars literally seem to glow. But many critics complain Sky Captain lacks heart. This is more a fancy mechanical toy than a work of art we can warm up to, says Salon. Our next film is Wimbledon, starring Paul Bettany as a lifelong tennis underachiever whose love for a more successful player, played by Kirsten Dunst, inspires him into the Wimbledon finals.
Hit this one, and I'll sleep with you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Too bad. You could have used the workout.
Wimbledon is the Bjorn Borg of romantic comedy, says the Los Angeles Times. Precise, good-looking, dependable and serviceable, if predictable. Critics think Bettany has leading man stuff, and they find the tennis scenes convincing, even though the star's physiques are less credible. Dunst is thinner than the gut string on Venus Williams's racket, says the Philadelphia Inquirer. For Slate's David Edelstein, Wimbledon works as Notting Hill with balls and rackets. For the Miami Herald, it's all too formulaic. This, it says, is an excessively blonde movie. Finally, Mr. 3000, a sports comedy starring Bernie Mac as a selfish, egotistical baseball legend who returns to the game after he's robbed of his hits record by a stats error.
They're gonna retire your number someday. And Big Horse Burrell gonna be standing right up there with you.
And who the hell is Big Horse Burrell?
That's my point exactly.
Mr. 3000 is a case of major league talent stuck in a minor league story, says the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and most critics agree. Bernie Mac's predictable journey to redemption as a team player has all the honest spontaneity of a post-game interview, says Entertainment Weekly. Still, Mac himself escapes mostly unscathed. LA Weekly has a message for Hollywood. Bernie Mac does vinegar better than anyone, so don't douse him in sugar.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.